talking working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Thursday, everybody. And a lot of rainfall in the eastern Texas panhandle and parts of western Oklahoma yesterday. We'll get into that here in just a second. Let's check out the temperatures. You can see where the rain's going on right now because the temperatures are in the 60s. It is 83 degrees at Altus, 71 degrees at Cheyenne, 72 degrees at Camargo, 68 degrees at Eric, 68 degrees at Weatherford. Up here in the panhandle of Texas, 72 degrees at Beaver, 72 at the May Ranch, Cherokee, you're 73. Out here in the panhandle of Texas, 71 at Lipscomb, 70 at Dozer, 80 degrees at Childress, and 83 degrees at Odell's. All right, let's check out some rainfall totals. You want to? So in the last week, looks like the majority of northwestern Oklahoma's all got some kind of rain. Not all, some people ain't got a lot, but there's them donut holes, because I'm in one of those donut holes myself down there at Carter. But it looks like 1.25 inches in the last 7 days at Buffalo, and then 1.2 at Arnett, 1.6 at Cheyenne, Butler, 1.5, 1.3 at Hollis, 0.8 here at Elk City, 0.73 at Eric, and then you get into like Hobart, 0.5 inch, Mangum, 0.15, Woodward, 0.20, but there was some pretty good rainfalls totals last night in a certain area from Elk City back over towards Grime Road. Oh, just by the way, if you travel Grimes Road and hadn't been down Grimes Road today, take another route. There was a big washout west of Grimes there on the blacktop last night. Matter of fact, I don't know if they got hurt or not. Somebody ran off into that big washout they had. So just avoid Grimes Road. Take Dempsey Road or take 152 or 6 Highway and go that way and stay off Grimes Road. And but 2-3 inches in that area. There's reports of 6 inches out between Canadian and Wheeler and some area out in there around Allison or somewhere. I'm not sure. I just heard that at the coffee table. Speaking at the coffee table, if you can, I mean, don't avoid southbound. That's not what I'm saying, but avoid the coffee table there in early in the morning for a few days. Boycott them boys. This morning, what they were talking about this morning is just not worth listening to. Matter of fact, I think I might have started it, but no. So things are going good. People are in a little better mood. Got peanut hull blasting starts at the Caddo County Research Station, the OSU Caddo County Research Station, here in about, 2 hours there at the behind the dam at Fort Cobb. If you want to go, if you got peanuts you need to bring, or if you just want to go see what goes on in peanut blasting, hull blasting, they call it. And that's going on. And then at 5 o'clock, the OSU Cotton Peanut Tour begins. They've got plots of cotton out there and peanuts, and they're showing different types of applications of no-till, I think no-till, I'm not sure about that, I can't remember, but different chemicals they've used and not used on cotton and peanuts and stuff like that, and different varieties that'll be going on. And that tour starts at 5 o'clock. They'll have a bus or a train ride out there to go through all these food plots, so that's coming up. And Tuesday in Beckham County at the county barn there next to the courthouse from 9:30 to 11:30, the Beckham County hull blasting is going to be going on for peanuts. And speaking of that, this is for you cotton farmers and peanut farmers. They got, let me expand this picture so I know what I'm talking about here. We couldn't open your image. What are you talking about? Oh, don't freeze up on me now. Come on, baby. Bear with me here a second. I think I got her back. maybe. There we go. Yes. Oklahoma State University is doing free nematode soil sample analysis. If you want to bring your soil samples over to the hall blasting at Beckham County on Tuesday between 9:30 and 11:30, they'll be there. Soil samples, here's what they should be talking about. This is for cotton and peanut ground for nematodes. Soil samples should be collected from the root zone of the plants from areas showing symptoms if you think you have nematodes. Collect 15 to 20 or more 1-inch diameter core samples, 8 inches deep, for every 20 acres. Mix the cores thoroughly together, then place the mixed soil in a resealable plastic bag. We need about 2 pints of soil for an analysis. Drop the soil samples off at the Beckham County Hall Blasting. That's the peanut maturity testing Tuesday from 9:30 to 11:30. And this is free. If you think you got nematodes in your soil, here you go. Here's a good chance to see if you actually do and maybe what we can do about it. So that's coming up this Tuesday. Okay, what else we got going on? Oh, man. There was a disturbance in the force in Kiowa County this morning because the Cotton King was at Western Equipment. So I guess there's some, according to what the Cotton King and some of the head mechanics there are saying, there's some small people wrestling going on down at Altus. And I think there's a class for mechanics in this wrestling contest. So I think Larry and some other people may be participating in that down there. That's all I know. For more questions, you need to call either Larry Stewart or Jimmy Rhodes. That's all I know. Some kind of small people wrestling going on down there at Altus. That's all I know. It sounds like an ag wrestling contest to me. But, you know, you speak of small, you know. I said a couple weeks ago that Cotton King got him a new tractor. What is it? 8R, 7R, whatever they are. I don't, 8, 7R tracks or whatever. I don't know the numbers on the John Deere or any of them, the track vehicles, but tractors, I'm sorry. And, you know, he bought that hoping that he could get some more love and attention from Larry. He didn't say this, but I got a feeling that he bought one of those big tractors because he seems like he's a small farmer. And he thinks since he didn't have one of these big tractors, he thought he'd just get one and maybe get a little more attention from Larry than what he's been getting. I don't think it's working out the way he thought. So I hope he wasn't out a whole lot of money on that tractor on that deal. So, but yeah, I got to go down there and check that tractor out. Sounds like a pretty cool tractor anyway. All right, let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Let's see here. Soybean futures were lower in overnight trading after the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency kicked the can on blending volumes down the road. EPA said in a statement this week that it would propose 100% or 50% reallocation for small refinery exemptions, or SREs, they call it, granted from 23 to 25. About 140 refineries received exemptions during that time frame. The agency said it would hold a 45-day comment period before making any of those decisions. Some analysts have believed EPA will make a more definite decision instead of pushing any guidance down the road. Without a policy in place, biodiesel and ethanol producers remain uncertain about the number of blending exemptions that will be reallocated. The Renewable Fuels Association said it's cautiously optimistic about the proposal through its questions whether any SREs were ever even justified. RFA said it supports full reallocation of the SREs from 23 to 25, which would ensure consumption of renewable fuels meet their extended levels. Also weighing in on prices overnight was favorable weather in parts of the U.S. Midwest, where corn and soybean harvests are underway. While some precipitation is possible in several states this afternoon and into the weekend. Mostly dry weather in the Corn Belt will allow farmers to continue to their harvest crops. Soybeans for November delivery fell 3¾ cents to 10.40 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal dropped 90 cents to 284.80 a short ton, and soybean oil futures lost 0.31 cents to 51.48 a pound. Corn futures fell a quarter of a penny to 426 and a half a bushel. Wheat futures for December delivery rose 2 cents to 530 and a quarter a bushel. Kansas City futures gained 13 cents. They didn't space it there, to 517 and a quarter a bushel. Today is ethanol day. Thursday, ethanol output plunged into its lowest level in almost 4 months, and inventories declined in the 7 days it ended on September 12th. Production dropped to an average of 1.05 million barrels a day. That's down from 1.10, so about 50,000 barrels, it looks like. Midwest, the big producer, was 997,000 compared to 1.04 million last week. West Coast production was down by 1,000 barrels to 9,000 a day. That was an entirety of the weekly losses, as East Coast output was steady at 12,000. Gulf Coast was unchanged at 26,000. Rocky Mountain was the lone gainer for the week, coming up to 11,000 barrels a day and 9,000 compared to 9,000 the week before. Ethanol inventories through September 12th was at 22.602 million barrels. According to the National Weather Service, there's just pop-up storms everywhere. There's storms right now here along I-40 over towards Clinton. I don't know. I can't tell if that rain's hitting the ground on my radar on my phone. I didn't have time to bring it up on the big computer here. This looks like our line going through there. Big old line up in Kansas and some more coming in. So we got a little bit of chance of rain every day for the next 4 or 5 days. So we'll see. Looks like the line's moving to the east, though. It's been popping up out here in western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas panhandle, but it looks like that line's kind of shifting towards the west. Hey, I got a question of the day for you. This is my question. It's so the winner will get to a I have a Great Plains Bank hat, brand new one. It's not one I've wore. And it's blue. If you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, you want this hat. And I got a pair of tickets to the Sayre Championship Rodeo coming up this Friday and Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the Sayre Park. And these tickets are good for either night, not both, but either night, either Friday or Saturday night. And the Sayre Championship Rodeo is brought to you by Lipscomb Dealerships, especially the one over there out of Sayre, Lipscomb Ford. And stock provided by Rafter C Cattle Company. So I got a couple pair of tickets. This is a tricky question. You guys ready? What's the most overrated cattle breed and why? Don't send me Angus or Limousine or this. I want to know why it's overrated. And if you want to just play along, just send the answer. But if you want a chance to win this Great Plains Bank hat and this pair of tickets to the Sayre Championship Rodeo coming up this Friday and Saturday night, I need your name. So what's the most overrated cattle breed and why? And I'll pick the winner. It's Jimmy picks the winner today. We'll be right back. Oh, today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Be right back. Make sure you send your answer in to 580-225-9697. That is the Fowler Agency text line. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We do a ton of wholesale work. with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Your family is sitting around the supper table and something interesting happens. Just a few moments ago, there was lots of rustling and noises. And now nobody's saying a word. Everyone's too busy cutting up their steak and taking bites. Once in a while, someone says something about how good it tastes, but for the most part, everyone's pretty quiet. They're too busy chewing and swallowing and going back for another bite. The meat was processed exactly the way you wanted it, and all you had to do was tell us what you wanted. We processed your meat to the exact specifications, and since we processed the meat at your place, it was really simple for you. I'm Becky Brown, and my husband's Tony, and we're BT Butchers. It's a mobile meat processing shop. We come to you and make it easy as possible, the way you want it. The website is btbutchers.com. That's B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. Remember, it's your meat, and it feeds your family. You deserve to have it processed the way you want it.
You're so busy out on the farm, you don't run into town unless you absolutely have to. The folks on the east side of Wheeler make it easier for you to stay on the farm. They'll deliver high pro feed in bulk to your place. They deliver bulk feed in five states. They're used to it. But if you're in town, stop in and ask about lick tubs and talk to them about fertilizer. They've got plenty of that too. Your cattle and crops don't have better friends than the folks at the Wheeler General Store. Sure, they're on Facebook, but mostly they're on Highway 152 on the east side of Wheeler. That's Wheeler General Store.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, September 15th. 1,718 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 503 brought 420. 11 at 534 brought 377.50. 8 at 596 brought 392.50. 5 at 754 brought 369. 132 at 795 brought 373.50. 8 at 991 brought 305. 17 head of heifers at 477 brought 402.50. 5 at 519 brought 382.50, 8 at 543 brought 372.50, 6 at 616 brought 345, 5 at 887 brought 333, 7 at 932 brought 322. Butcher cows were 60 to 178, butcher bulls 128 to 208, bred cows 1750 to 3250, pairs brought 3300 to 4000. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Whee! Alright, cool. Okay, so my question was, what is the most, in your opinion, I want an opinion here. It's not, don't be non-political here. No, I'm just kidding. So my question was, what, in your opinion, is the most overrated breed of cattle and why? And I got a free Great Plains Bank hat and a couple tickets to the Sarah Championship Rodeo coming up this Friday and Saturday night, tomorrow night and Saturday at 7 p.m. I just want your opinion. I'm not picking on different breeds or nothing like that. I want opinions here. We need some cattle drama today. And, you know, I caught this question off of a social media page, big page, and wow, there was a lot. I'm not dogging on breeds. Just like one guy, he said Angus, and he said the reason why he said it's overrated is because they get hot in the summer down in our area. They do great up north where it's cooler, and so I don't know how that's being overrated, but I see the deal. It's just like between the red Angus and the black Angus. You hear people going, okay, the black Angus are under the trees during the day out here in Oklahoma, but the red Angus are out there grazing. I see that. That's I can see that, but you can say that about black limousines and black Simmentals, and do they have black Herefords? So you can say that about all of them, but just an opinion. We're just having a good time here. And but I want to know why. And if you want to play along to win, get a chance to win these tickets and this hat, put your name down. Other than that, just comment, and we'll get to it later on in the show, because my Fowler agency text line is lighting up, baby. Bring it on. All right, let's see here. Let's check out some weather out in the Texas Panhandle. Wellington, you're 76, humidity's 58, dew point 60, 2.11 inches of rain so far in the month of September. How about that? How long has it been since you guys had that kind of rain out there in September? 8-inch soil temperature, 76 degrees. Obviously, there's no red flag or sub-freezing minutes today. It's getting closer. What are we? When is the average frost out here? Oh, probably sometime about a month from now. We'll have a frost sometime the second, third week of October. Okay, let's talk about the Central Crop Care grain market update. See what's going on. Hey, if you're having army worm problems or you need some fertilizer sprayed or some weed sprayed, kill before you go, give Central Crop Care LLC a call at 580-530-1032. If you can't remember that number, they're in the Penny News, which the new ones come out today. They're in the Penny News on the Today and Ag pages, and they have a Facebook page also. Give Mr. Keith a call. You'll enjoy it. You got two big old nice sprayers. Okay, let me refresh, make sure this is refreshed. The time says 11:31. There we go. All right. December corn, 424, down 2 3/4. March, 442, down 2.5. Soybeans for November, 1037, down 6 1/4. January's 1056, down 6 1/4. October, soybean meal, 283.10, down 80 cents. December, down $1.10 at 284.60. Soybean oil, October, 50.62, down 0.62 cents. And hard red winter wheat, down 5 at 511 for December, down 4 3/4 at 532 for March. Cattle looks a little better today. Live cattle for October, 231.92, up 82. December, 233.80, up 112. February, 235.50, up 115. Feeders for October, 351 even, up 187. November, 346.42, up 230. January, 339.32, up 230. Hogs are up. Lean hogs, October, 97.62, up 30 cents. I had Ken on the, I'm going to thank everybody again for yesterday. That was probably one of the better shows that people were participating in, with Kent Watkins from SEI Agritech on here. I mean, we were talking everything from winter forage, radishes, wheat, chuticale, army worms, the six pillars of soil health, the whole nine yards. So I want to tell everybody, thank you very much for participating. Okay, so I didn't have time to do the Beaver Stockyard, so let's see what's going on with it. Come on, baby. There we go. Yeah, I got the wheels turning now. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. I'm being quiet. Maybe if it won't hear me talk, it'll go ahead and work up. I don't know what's going on here. My phone was even acting up earlier this morning. We must have some Wi-Fi issues out here in western Oklahoma from all the storms. Oh, there we go. It's making its move. It's like dial up right now. Hang on. It's coming up. There she is. Okay. Here's the sale from Tuesday at the Beaver Stockyards. Beaver County Stockyards. Let me rephrase that. Looks like they had not a whole lot of bred heifers, and the ones that they did have were averaging somewhere around 2116. Top seller was 2300. Bulls, 33 of them. Average weight, 1538. Average price, 196.16. Average price per head, $3,016.96. Top seller was not a Charolais bull. Let's see here. Top seller was a black bull. And actually, it was a tie, believe it or not. A black and a red bull were only 15 cents difference. Both of them weighed over 2,000 pounds, and they brought $4,110.75 and $4,110.90, respectively. There you go. bull calves. Let's see how many they had of them. They had 238 bull calves, average weight 508. 380.91 was the average per hundred weight. $1,934.94. Cows, looks like they had quite a few of them as I'm strolling down through here. Whoa, had a lot of cows. Yeah, they did. 538 cows, average weight 1189, average price 184, $2,187.82 per head. I don't know if you guys been paying attention to me talking about these markets at Elk City, at Western Oklahoma, and at Beaver. There's a lot of cows going through the sale barns in the last month. I mean, a lot. Twice, at least, Elk City has had to stop taking cows, that many cows coming to Elk City, because they only got so many pens for cows. What's that doing to the herd rebuilding? Hopefully, I have Brandon on here next Tuesday. Maybe these are going back to out in the pasture somewhere. Are these going to slaughter? It's interesting to see, because if they are going to slaughter, it's not helping our herd rebuilding at all. Okay, heifer calves. What do we got here? There we go. 1,197 heifer calves, average weight 501, average price $367.88. $1,844.33 was the average price per head. So let's go back up here to some six weight heifer calves. And it looks like they were bringing anywhere from 307 to 324 there was some mixed heifer calves. And these are calves, not worked. 32 of them weighed 639, brought a little over almost $2,100 a head. So that's because most people are selling them, weaning them off mamas between 5 and 6. So that's why I was picking on that. Here we go. Let's see what heifer yearlings were bringing. They had 1,172 head, average weight 740, average price average price $338.36 per hundred weight, $2,505.09 per head. Let's go back to compare to some six weights here. Lots of difference. Here's some 645 pounder. Now let's go with these mixed heifer yearlings. 58 of them weighed 646, $369.50. They brought $2,385.19. Basically $300 more for the same weight between the weaned and the unweaned is what I'm saying. Pairs, there wasn't very many pairs up there. It looked like there was one pair brought $3,800. Another pair brought $1,200. So that's what you got going there. Steer calves, let's see here. We'll do the same comparison with them as we did the heifers. 1,673 head, average weight 541. Average price $418.83 per hundred weight. $2,265.37 per head. Let's go up here and find some six weights. And I'll just go with, let's see here. There's 74 Charlet steers weighing 603. They did pretty good. Steer calves here, 424 per hundred weight. $2,550 basically. All right. Steer yearlings. Let's get to them. There we go. 3,345 head of those. 541 was average weight. Average price $366.36. $1,980 per head. And you got to understand they had a bunch of 3 and 4 weights in here, and that's what brought that average. But we're going to go back up here to some 6 weights. And right at 6 weights. There we go. 50 of them. Yearlings, 636, brought 411, $2,614.04. There you go. And now, that wasn't as quite a wide a margin on the steer yearlings, but these had to have been worked as steers. They wouldn't have been bull calves. So anyways, the market's still good. All right, let us see here. Let's check the test. The Fowler Agency text line, see what's going on here. Oh, yeah, I might have to go through all this. Okay. Yes, I know it depends on your preference. They're not really one that's overrated. But I think some people think there is some that are overrated if you ask them. So, all right, we'll be right back after this Oklahoma Farm Bureau break brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Be right back.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We do brakes, alignments, oil changes, filter services. You know, if it's a fuel filter, air filter, we'll replace the front end parts on alignments, ball joints, tie rods. We don't do any engine work, but we do about everything else. Oil changes is something your car has to have done. There's many choices. We have a lot of repeats just because we take care of them. They come in, we get them out. They don't have to question, worry about if something was bad. Did you check it over? You know, if they call and make an appointment, we get them in and out a little quicker. They can show up. If it happens to be the right spot, we can get them right in and out. If not, you know, say it may be an hour or so, they'll leave it, come back, you know, on their lunch break or whatever. We have a lot of those every day. L&R Tire, 1204 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma.
The home of Bridgestone Firestone Tires.
At L&R Tire, we'll take good care of your vehicle.
Looking for the perfect venue for your next event? Look no further than the Frisco Center, located in the heart of Western Oklahoma. Whether it's a stunning wedding, a joyful reception, a memorable birthday party, or a professional seminar, we've got you covered. With spacious rooms and exceptional service, Frisco Center is designed to make your special occasion unforgettable. Located at 101 South 4th Street in Clinton, Oklahoma. Call us today at 580-323-7874 to book your date. The Frisco Center, where every event is a reason to celebrate.
Listen up. If your pivot, corner, or linear is 10 years old or pushing 10,000 hours, it's time to update your sprinkler package. New sprinklers will improve your machine's performance, conserve water, and save energy. And replacing old sprinklers may improve yields. Protect your irrigation system investment by updating your sprinkler package. Now's the time to do it. For more information on the latest sprinkler technology, contact Knutson Irrigation today. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Owens, the owner of Galleria Furniture. We've partnered with Serta to bring you exclusive mattresses. And for a limited time, when you purchase one of these Serta mattresses, you'll get a Serta wireless adjustable base absolutely free. Don't forget, we always have unbeatable everyday deals like twin mattresses starting at just $99 and queen mattresses only $199.
Located in Elk City next to Tractor Supply, where friends don't let friends pay retail.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. When it comes to feeding your cattle, try our Mix 30 supplement packed with high energy and quality protein to keep your herd thriving. If you're dealing with pests, we carry Caput, Feral Hog, Gopher, and Prairie Dog bait to help protect your land. And don't forget, we are now booking winter contracts for feed and mineral. Secure the best for your cattle before the season changes. Give us a call at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City.
I've had several clients when we're sitting in a closing room, we're signing the final pieces of paper, and we slide the keys across the desk and tell them, congratulations, you're a homeowner, and they're just elated. They're thrilled. They finally realize that their dream came true. They were actually able to own a home, and the children are in there with them. And they're like, I get to go get in my new room. It's for the whole family to enjoy. They're very excited to own a home. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oh, boy, I got extra company in the house with me now. First, let's check some weather out real quick. It's raining east of here, and I need to get my ag weather up. I didn't do that because I was talking with Lexi. In the studio with me right now is possibly, maybe, our upcoming and bright Tradio lady. Have you got a new nickname yet?
I don't know. Jaden set the bar high, so we're going to
see. She does.
See.
That's Trading Jaden.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I've been practicing at home, so.
Everybody, we'll Lexi Frazier is in here in the studio with me, and she is, she started her new, what do we want to call it? New Horizon with
New Horizon.
Yeah, with Paragon Communications.
Team.
So what do you know about agriculture?
Not a lot.
Nothing?
Not really.
You're Otis Frazier's granddaughter and you don't know nothing about it?
You see, no, that's, yeah, I know nothing. I can't even cover up for myself because, no, I don't know a lot.
So do you help your dad and him with any of the hay or anything, or they just do it themselves?
You know, Roger Givens bales some stuff for us at his land he has, and the most I did was go out there for Roger and take a picture of the grass and send it to him. That's about it. That was my job.
Well, that's better than nothing. So how many times have you been on Tradio so far?
All week.
All week? You've been on every day?
Yeah, I started Monday.
Yeah. What do you think?
I like it.
Yeah. So I guess
it's interesting for sure.
So if we get corporate approval, I'm going to help you one day.
That's corporate approval.
Yeah, that's going. You got to go
maybe,
up.
Maybe once I get comfortable, you're going to make me nervous.
Yeah, nah, I won't make you nervous. We'll have fun. Yeah, I got fired one day, so I'm not supposed to talk back to the callers.
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
Be nice to everyone.
I wasn't being mean. I was just being nice. So I have a question. So I got a question out there right now, and we do have a winner, and I sent it to him. So what's the most overrated cattle breed and why? And you said, what, Angus?
That was my guess.
That was your guess. And why did you say that?
That's the first thing that popped in my head, and that's pretty much the only thing I know.
So you want to hear some of these?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let me back up. There's two pages of them. So I just had one comment that was Wagyu, and nothing against the Wagyu breed and breeders. People owned Wagyu. I think it's overrated. I don't mean it's bad. The Wagyu is. Now, I got some good buddies that's got some Wagyu crosses and stuff like that. Because, you know, back in the day, some of the oil companies were having Wagyu shipped in from Japan. Mm. And on an airplane. I mean, that's how much they loved it. And there is some really good marbling in the Wagyu beef and stuff like that. But I had a buddy of mine went to a steak contest, and he went up against five people with Wagyu, and he used one of my steaks, and he won. But that doesn't mean that was the best Wagyu steaks. I think if you're coming to a contest, you better bring the other stuff. So I think that it's overrated. It doesn't mean it's bad. Does that matter? And then one of my loyal listeners, NTL caller, it says, a matter of opinion, there's really not an overrated cattle breed out there. And I said, that's not what I wanted. I want opinions because I need some cattle drama today. So then we got, I think it depends on your preference. There's nearly not one overrated. And then one person said Hereford because they tend to have more health problems. Another person said Angus because it's hard to do pure or crossbreed. And then one guy says anything miniature.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I can see that.
Man, you better not be talking to that Dameron lady down there at Carter. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, Christy. If you need a miniature Highland cow, she's got you set.
Yeah, yeah, because she'll whoop you over one of them. And then another one is Black Angus because everyone thinks it tastes so much better than anything else. Show me one person that can taste the difference between a Black Angus and a Hereford. I don't need the tickets, just giving you my opinion, RH. So that's a good deal. You take the hide off of them, it all depends on how you feed them. And then one person said, longhorns are hard because they are hard on the land, okay? But then I also heard that longhorns are really good beef too, especially the grass-fed ones. And then somebody says, I can't even pronounce that. It's a cross between Wagyu and Angus. It's pretty dang good. Jimmy, she called me out on it. And somebody said Holsteins because they come in on my phone. And what did it say? It said dairy cattle. It didn't say Holstein. It said dairy cattle for the color of the fat and the marbling. That's what kind of that's what kind of fun I'm having on the show today.
Hey, interesting.
So you want me to come help you on Tradio one day or not?
If they let you, yeah.
So, sure. So you're in here, you're trying it out. We're gonna the answer's still on the table though, up in the air.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm excited. Maybe they'll let me loose.
Huh?
Maybe they'll let me loose and start. Oh
yeah, I think they will. You're pretty sharp on this stuff anyway, but that I think what you need to do, and maybe our ag listeners can help you out with your...
Yeah, give me all the tips and tricks.
Yeah.
Advice. I'll take it.
Do you want her to be just blah and just announce all that stuff, or do you want her to mess with the callers like I do?
No.
Come on. You got to have some fun. And it helps to know what they're selling to.
Yeah,
that makes it a does. Big, that makes a big deal. So anyway, so man, we wish you all the luck in the world, Lexi.
Well, thanks, Jimmy. Thanks for bringing me on.
Okay, no problem. See you later.
See you guys.
All right. I didn't have her on my Facebook page. I didn't want to change the camera, but she's a beautiful young lady with upcoming whatever in the tradio. How's that? Okay. Hey, I had one of my listeners sent me a personal text, and he wants to know, and he wants me to take a poll. So I'm going to take a poll here. Is there any growers out there that would be interesting in growing sunflowers, or get their thoughts on growing them next season? And I'm going to text him during this break and see if I can give his number out to some of these people. So is anybody interested? I think I am. I've always wanted to grow them. There's that big batch of big field on the north side of I-40 over there getting close to El Reno this summer that was just beautiful. I bet everybody got to see them. So he's wanting to know if there would be anybody interested in growing sunflowers and get their thoughts on maybe doing them next season. Let's take Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires. And get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now. Before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts, all the tire patches. All the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
There's some great cattle to be had at Sweetwater. The third annual McIntyre Red Angus Fall event is Monday, October 6th at 1 p.m., featuring 51 registered age advantage bulls. Also selling 85 top shelf commercial Red Angus AI bred heifers due in January and February, plus 14 registered open heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to mcintyreredangus.com. A lot of great cattle is for sale the first Monday in October. The third annual McIntyre Red Angus Fall event, Monday, October 6th, 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, back. Here's your Southwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update, brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden out of Hobart, Oklahoma. Tipton, 85 degrees, 59 dew point, 41 humidity. Winds are out of the east northeast at 10 miles an hour with wind gust up to 16, 22 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. 84 is the three-day average four-inch bare soil temperature. 741 sunset. Man, days are getting shorter. 93 today, 30% chance of thunderstorms tonight, and 64 tomorrow, mostly sunny and 93 degrees. So I got a reply from one of the listeners when I was talking about whether these cows were going to slaughter or going back into the operations. He says, I'm a bit worried that a lot of these cows not being sold, if not killed, will go back into large cow-calf operators, not our small and mid-sized cow-calf folks, especially with the average age of the American rancher is nearing 60 years old. Good answer there. So anyway, let's see here. Question I got going on here. Hang on here a second. Oh, yes. Coming up Saturday, 96.5 KECO presents Slim Pickens after the Sarah Championship Rodeo. $10 per person, or get a deal. If you bring your wife, you get it only costs you five extras. $15 for couple. Get to, in the Penny News, if you'll go to, that's on the front page, actually, of the back section there. There's a scan code in there. You can get your tickets by scanning that QR code or from the Sarah Chamber of Commerce. Slim Pickens, September 20th, brought to you by KECO. Also, we're getting closer. October 6th, on a Monday, McIntyre, the third annual fall event at McIntyre Red Angus. Looks like we just got all kinds of good stuff going on. Bulls, heifers, 85 top shelf commercial red AI bred due in January and February will sell. And good run of bulls starts at 1 o'clock. Save that date. It's a production sales and save that date. Also think about next year. In 2026 is Monday, March 30th will be their Partners in Progress spring production sale going on there. So you got any, man, this it'll be on CCI Live. But if you got any question or anything on, just go to the Penny News on page 12. There's a big half page, basically our third page ad in there with some beautiful Red Angus cattle in there. I noticed nobody said anything about the Red Angus cattle in there. That was a good move. Okay, let's see here. Let's go with what's Pete's pick of the week. You ain't believing what he picked. The farm equipment auction busy season is here, and Greg Machinery Pete Peterson has a pair of machines that sold last week that showed used machinery values are strong and farmers are buying pre-depth, well-maintained equipment. This week's Machinery Pete's pick of the week comes to us from the world of construction equipment. On Thursday, September 11th, at a retirement auction in Gaines, Michigan, a 1996 Case IH 1845 skid steer with 1,745 hours on it sold for $20,000, $20,700, to be honest with you. And I'm looking at the picture of it. They took care of it. They didn't. I don't know what they do for their construction, but it doesn't look like it. It was abused, the bucket's in good shape, and you know, 1,745 hours is not all that many. So now, if I had a nickel for every time Someone told me, hey, Pete, my favorite skid steer model is the 1845C. I have lots of nickels, and this one was nice. Pete says, I thought you'd know, getting up here almost over $21,000 for almost a 30-year-old skid steer, that's pretty good stuff. I was around quite a few of these 1845Cs. They're good machines. I am not a use the handles to do skid loads or work. It's my personal preference. That's when I had my construction company in Kansas City, we had five Bobcats, and the reason why we did, because we had the foot control stuff where you operate your buckets and everything by the foot control, and it seemed like we did a little better job of leveling out stuff to pour concrete. Just my opinion. But anyway, these 1845Cs are good skid loaders. Last Thursday must have been a good day in the used equipment auction world, because another transaction that day caught Pete's attention. At the Tom Mix Farm Retirement Auction near Clay City, Illinois, a well-maintained 2000 John Deere 8310 tractor with 4,222 hours on it sold for $111,200. It's a good-looking tractor, too. According to Machinery Pete.com sales data, that is the fourth highest price all time on a used 8310. Schmidt Auction handled the bidding there. And then what else we got going on here? On Tuesday, we got some upcoming auctions that he wants you to be thinking about. There's a ROST Farms Retirement Auction in Minnesota. Bidding on that starts at 8 p.m. And looks like they've got they got a cat track deal, gleaner, got a couple of John Deere tractors and a New Holland front end loader on it. So anyway, there's lots of good auctions coming up, so pay attention to it. Okay, one more thing here. According to this article put out by Karen Jones, Class 8 combines still dominate the used market this year. When Class 8 combines were introduced around 2003, it quickly became apparent that their combination of size and power were a good fit for many farms, even as combines have grown into Classes 9, 10, and 10 plus. Class 8 machines remain in high demand, according to her. Back in the day, they were saying combines would never get above a Class 7. The roads wouldn't be able to handle them, said Andy Campbell, Tractor Zoom director of Insights. But now the 8s are the dominant size, and people are saying they're about saying that about 9s and ups, that the roads and bridges can't handle them, that they're too difficult to transport. But I think one of the biggest limiters right now is the farm size, of which I call it the second buyer. There's enough new buyers in the market to handle the 9-plus category, but there's not nearly enough secondary buyers that need those big machines, and definitely not not enough for third buyers. But there are plenty of second and third buyers who can handle the Class 8 machine just fine. Data from Tractor Zoom shows that in 2021 and 2022, Class 8 combines made up 60% of the market, according to the auction data, and those machines are continuing to find their place in the used market. In 2024, there was a surplus due to late deliveries in 23, but that has largely been flattened out. We've had some pretty good price erosion over the last 12 to 18 months, but that's flattened out, he said. The question now is, how long can we stay there? I think we're going to bounce along this new flat line for the foreseeable future in the Class 8 combines. He said the positive and negative for the used combine market, supply is good, but demand is not there to consume what's available. We're stabling out, and stability is going to is good in the ag economy, but we're not seeing great values for used combines compared to what new ones are selling for. I think until we see a major event, either something that makes commodity prices jump significantly or a political event, we're going to see that disparity between new and used prices for a while. According to the list, there was 325 sales of models year 2022 through 2025 Class 8 combines, with the high price being $620,000 for a Class Lexan 86 TT in Illinois with 0 hours, and a low price of $163,000 for a Case IH 8250 in North Dakota with 2,236 engine hours and 1,056 separator hours. Average price, $342,623. All right, guys, I'm going to be broadcasting live from the Wheeler General Store tomorrow. So you guys come out and see me out there and check out the Wheeler General Store. First person that comes in and says, "Where's that Jimmy Clark at?" I'll give you a free pair of tickets to the Sarah Rodeo this weekend. How's that? Remember I said that. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City, and Sarah, Oklahoma.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 90.